Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which discusses the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Always nice to see you too, JP.
Let's talk about two wines from d'Auvergne et Ranvier, and they are négociants who work in the Rhône. They are François d'Auvergne, and the winemaker is Jean-François Ranvier. You have to be named François to work in this company. It is imperative that you...
You know, I was thinking of changing my name to François, so
I like that.
This would work.
Françoise Zajac.
Oui.
I like that very much.
Oh, that's French.
But we have two wines to review from the Rhône, and let's get started.
Okay. We'll begin with the 2009 Gigondas. Mm-hmm. Gigondas is a village in the Rhône. Like other wines in the Rhône, this wine is a combination of Syrah and Grenache. Not quite ready to drink yet. Chewy, but really nice black, purple fruit. A little bit of violet in there. I really loved that floral fragrance. It was nice now, but I would give it a little more time.
Mm-hmm. You think in the bottle it really will improve over a period of time?
I would hope so.
Maybe you could sit this down for about 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah. At $45 a bottle, I kind of think the price point's a little high,
yeah,
personally. But I don't know. On the other hand, these guys are trying to make wine in an area that's expensive. Gigondas aren't cheap, so I don't know. You can decide for yourself. But it's a big investment. Even bigger investment.
Even bigger investment would be the 2009 Côte Rôti.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should tell you about it before I tell you the price. Côte Rôti is typically Syrah with just a splash of Viognier to give the flavors
some
a little brightness. So
mm-hmm.
This has 2% Viognier, we were told. Nice silky texture, although there are some tannins and that sort of zing of orange peel. I mean, in a sense, it sort of reminds you of young Burgundy a little bit.
And that is a focus of these particular men. I think they like to try and find a bit of Burgundy in the Rhône.
These are not over-extracted wines. This should mature in the bottle and get better and better. It is an investment, though. And I mean, and Côte Rôti is, because it's a small area and not a lot is made. But this wine sells for around $90. Mm. I would have to give it some thought before I would invest that much in this bottle.
I have to say, for $90, I could find many bottles of wine, and maybe even a few bottles of wine, which I would prefer just as much. If you're a Côte Rôti fan, if this is what you want, great. What I did love about this is the approach to making Syrah as a well-balanced, not overly extracted, not too alcoholic wine. What I liked about all of the d'Auvergne and Ranvier wines, both last week and this week, is that the alcohol is very well integrated into the wine, and the wines are well-balanced. The ones at the top are a little out of my price range. The ones at the bottom, I really enjoyed a lot.
I think that's a good call.
For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
We'll have this on our website so you can find out all about d'Auvergne and Ranvier. We'll even give you a link. Cheers.
Cheers.